A profile is a collection of settings and permissions that determine which data and features in the platform users have access to. Settings determine what users can see, for example, apps, tabs, fields, and record types. Use permission sets to grant additional permissions to specific users on top of their existing profile permissions without having to modify existing profiles, create new profiles, or grant an administrator profile where it's not necessary. Permission sets also grant permissions, temporarily or long-term, to specific fields. Can you think of a requirement that mentions certain users acquiring access to specific fields? The full credit card number should not be visible to anybody other than accounting, and the last four digits should only be visible to the customer support. The moment you see mention of credit card numbers or social security information, you need to start thinking about security. Create two specific profiles to address this requirement: an accounting profile with field-level security and the view encrypted data permission, and a call center profile. The credit card number field should only be visible by the call center profile and no others. The project needs to ensure that the analytics team has access to all data in CRM, regardless of other security settings. With regards to org-wide defaults, or OWD, the idea is to restrict access to objects as a baseline and then open up access gradually. The privacy settings in Salesforce don't function in the reverse fashion. You can't create a public model and then begin to restrict access to certain objects. Also, OWD is not a global setting, but rather a setting that is determined at the object level. Call center agents supporting retail customers can see all retail customers, but no commercial ones, while commercial call center agents can see only commercial clients. Team members were concerned that their sales opportunities would be taken advantage of by their coworkers. Set up a private security model for account and opportunity for two reasons. One, call center agents should only see accounts that correspond to their domain, either commercial or retail. Two, because sales representatives are concerned about their coworkers taking advantage of their opportunities. Since the order summary object has a master detail relationship with the account object, it inherits the security established for the account object. In other words, its OWD is controlled by parent. Case should be set to private. Tier can be public or private. It doesn't particularly matter. Propensity to buy is controlled at the profile level, and product is typically public. Once again, here are the internal and external actors involved in United Food Suppliers' business processes. Because residential customers were given customer community licenses, they won't appear in the Salesforce role hierarchy. Unauthenticated prospects are simply customers who have yet to sign up, so they will not appear either. The first step is to group the actors by their business processes. The use case clearly lays out three major processes: sales, customer support, and analytics. Accounting is also mentioned at some point. Not necessarily. There are times when a person towards the bottom of the org chart will actually need visibility to more records than someone above him or her. This is the role hierarchy Mike suggests for United Food Suppliers. Let's revisit that view all solution we previously suggested for the analytics team. Well, placing the analytics team high enough in the role hierarchy also allows them to see all data. Call center agents supporting retail customers can see all retail customers, but no commercial ones, while commercial call center agents can see only commercial clients. Yes, it came up when we were deciding org-wide defaults earlier. Utilize criteria-based sharing. If the account is of the type retail, then share it with the role hierarchy for retail customers. Sales representatives sometimes team up on the accounts and would like to be able to manually designate with whom they would like to share visibility into account and opportunities. Sales representatives can manually share specific accounts and opportunities with their coworkers. UFS would like to provide their customers with self-service options, such as a lookup summary of their past orders. The master detail relationship between the account and order summary objects allows customers to view a summary of their past orders. Retail customers can only see their own information, and commercial customers can only see information for their company. Are you beginning to see how security choices can affect many different requirements? UFS would like to provide their customers with the ability to file new support cases and view status of previously entered ones. True, but do commercial and retail customers share the same options? For retail customers, simply use Salesforce's native functionality with regards to case management. For each commercial customer, there may be multiple employees that create and follow up on cases. Such customers need to be able to manage their own users and to see each other's cases and data, regardless of who in their company created the case. For commercial customers, they need to see all the cases created by anyone in the company. The super user permission lets delegated external users view, edit, and transfer all cases. Add the super user permission to a permission set and assign it to commercial customers. Commercial customers need to communicate directly with their sales representatives regarding the status of order and any required modifications. Once again, use one of Salesforce's native applications, Chatter. Commercial customers can collaborate on sales opportunities with UFS sales reps. The full credit card number should not be visible to anybody other than accounting, and the last four digits should only be visible to the customer support. Classic encrypted fields should suffice.